Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is day 21, the Blessing of Anna, Luke 2, 36-38. And welcome to Saturday of the third week of Advent. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this devout old lady who spent her time doing things that people didn't understand, but you understood because she did them towards you. Teach us, O God, to worship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The day the Holy Family spends in the temple isn't just for performing rituals. God takes the occasion to bless the Holy Family by not just one holy man, Simeon, but also by a holy woman, Anna. They encounter an 84-year-old woman, a pious fixture, in the temple, verses 36 to 37. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Can you picture her? She's elderly, probably stooped and walking with a cane or stick to steady her. As a widow, she isn't wealthy. Her clothes are somewhat shabby. Her dimming eyes can no longer sew and patch the tears. But her face is radiant. With nothing to do but to worship, she spends her time in the temple. She practically lives in the women's court of the temple. Day and night you can find her there, singing with the singers, mumbling the prayers she has prayed since her childhood, talking to her Lord and listening. Her specialty is listening to what the Lord is saying, for she is a prophetess, a female prophet, one who hears the Lord's word and speaks it out to others. On this day, she hears her Lord direct her to a particular young family standing all by themselves in the huge temple courtyard. Verse 38, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. We don't hear the words of her prophecy, but it seems, like Simeon's, to consist of one, inspired thanksgiving, and two, witnessing about the child to other believing people who were present. Notice that she doesn't speak about Jesus to everyone, but particularly to those in the temple whom she knows also look forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Like Simeon, who looks forward to the consolation or comfort of Jerusalem, Anna anticipates the time when Jerusalem will once again be redeemed, free from Roman oppression, and once again ruled solely by Yahweh and his Messiah. Simeon and Anna teach us much about character that is pleasing to God. One, faithfulness. Simeon and Anna play no great role on the stage of Bible history, but have significant bit parts. They are sensitive to God's voice and available when God calls upon them. You yourself are not unimportant in the whole scope of things. God has an important role for you too. Two, listening. Simeon and Anna are alert to the Spirit's voice. They go where he directs and speak what he wants to speak. It is unlikely that you will hear God's voice unless you are willing to quiet yourself before him, to reject the values of the world, and to live before God in righteousness and devotion, full of praise, worship, and prayer. But as you do this, his whispers become more intelligible, his face more clear to your gaze. Three, seeing. Simeon and Anna have an attitude of looking forward to what God is about to do. Sometimes we get mired in the past, scarred by an event that captures us and doesn't seem to let us go. Sometimes we're consumed by the joys and struggles of our everyday lives so completely that we are unable to look forward, to anticipate what God will do, And because we are blinded by the world, we hardly see the erosion that sin is causing around us and sometimes in us. Elijah tells of Yahweh calling to a man at the temple, clothed in linen, who has a writing kit at his side. He commanded, Ezekiel 9:3-4, "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it." How few see and care and weep over what Simeon and Anna see: the oppression of our cities by corruption, the compromise of our congregations by the pettiness of personal strife, and political pursuits that dull our ears to the only voice that is important. Christmas, of course, is a time that we can either become consumed by the traditions of the season, or slow down and meditate on the Lord whose coming we celebrate. May you, like Anna, be a holy person who is better at listening to the Lord than any other pursuit. Discussion question 21, based on Luke 2:36-38. Why is it hard for us to value the time we spend in meditation and prayer? Which of the times of our day do you think the Lord values most? How does listening to the Lord propel Anna's ministry? Let's pray. Father, help us slow down and listen to you. Help us, like Anna, to value the time we spend in your presence, to value the time we spend in prayer, and to listen to your leading. In Jesus' name we pray.